So the logistics get in the way here, because Jesus is taken down from the cross as Friday evening is approaching. And it was Jewish burial custom to wash the body and to bury it as soon as possible after death. But being that Friday night at sunset is the beginning of the Sabbath, well, the traditional anointing of Jesus' body didn't have a chance to happen. So here we have these grieving women, probably wringing their hands all day Saturday and feeling unsettled about this unfinished work, knowing that Jesus' body had not been properly washed and anointed. They go to the tomb as soon as the sun rises because they can't bear to wait any longer. It won't be pleasant work, they know that, because they come knowing what they will find in that tomb: death. Except that as they approach the tomb, they find something else, something mysterious and unexpected. The tomb is empty. Can you imagine what it must have been like going along and expecting death, knowing it was waiting for you, and then not finding it? Pastor Delmer Chilton tells a story of some years ago, traveling east out of Atlanta on Interstate 20, heading home from Sunday worship one morning for lunch. Suddenly, he says, everything went wrong. There was a loud, terrifying sound, and amid a cloud of dust, I saw ahead of me a late model sedan spinning through the air. It landed upside down in the ditch. I and a few others stopped as quickly as possible and ran back to the side of the wreck, certain we would find a scene of blood, gore, and death. When I got to the car, Pastor Delmer says, someone in a medical uniform was down in the ditch looking in the window of the car. She turned to me with a look of total astonishment on her face. There's no one there, she said. No blood, no gore, no body, nothing. So we searched up and down the ditch, the berm, the fence. We couldn't find anything. We came expecting death, and we found an empty tomb, Pastor Delmer writes. Can you imagine what would go through your head if you'd seen this car flipping through the air, coming crashing down in a ditch? How in the world would you make sense of the fact that there was no victim there? What could have possibly happened? Pastor Delmer and the rest were hopelessly lost until somebody with more information showed up, and what they had to say changed everyone's perspective on what had happened. Because it turned out that this car had been sitting empty and abandoned on the side of the road when it was sideswiped by an 18-wheeler. So there'd never been a driver. There had never been a body. It was a huge relief. But what about the women at the tomb? They had seen Jesus executed with their own eyes. They had seen him put into the tomb. They knew for a fact that there had been a body and that this is where it was supposed to be, because bodies don't move from where you left them. Here, too, it took somebody with more information to set them straight. The young man in white says to them, "Do not be alarmed. You're looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, here's the place where they laid him. But go and tell his disciples and Peter that he's going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." The women at the tomb get the information from somebody in the know, but they don't seem nearly as relieved as that group on the side of I-20 with Pastor Delmer that day. The women went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to nobody because they were afraid. And I can't really blame them. That's freaky, right? dead people have always stayed dead. It's the most predictable thing that there is. It's the safest bet around until Jesus wrecks all of it. He does not stay dead. And the fact that he doesn't, well, it changes everything for us. We become the people who believe that death is not the end. We become the people who believe that Jesus Christ has defeated death, the people who belong to a God whose habit is to bring life out of death. And in the waters of baptism, we are the people who have been joined to Christ's victory, which makes us confident about how this whole story of our lives will end. Not just with women fleeing from the tomb in terror and amazement, but with God wiping away the tears from every eye, death, sorrow is no more. God has already proven that God can do this in the empty tomb. And it's not just good news for a few folks. This is good news for the world. But like the crowd on the side of I-20, like the women at the tomb, the world needs some more information. The world needs somebody to help them understand it. And I think that's maybe where you and I come in. Because the young man at the tomb doesn't just share the news that Jesus is raised. He also has instructions for the witnesses, right? Go and tell, he says to them. And sure, the first women at the tomb flee and say nothing to nobody. But given that we're still telling this story 2,000 years on, I think at some point they got over that fear, right? And told the story. And to those who heard it, the first ones especially, the disciples who thought that all that was left in this world was the suffering, the humiliation of death on a cross, this news was joy. This news was hope. This news was life. Our world today is still in need of joy, of hope, of life. There's far too much suffering, sin, and death out there. The world needs to know that death does not have the last word, that the last word belongs to Christ Jesus who has been raised. Because we have a God who brings life out of death. In Jesus Christ, God has pulled a fast one on death, defeated it, April fooled it for the rest of time. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Amen.